Yeah.
Your department, thank you for lying. Nobody is supposed to read that, let alone me.
Beautiful McGuire's Irish Pub.
There's
$1 million.
$1 million on this.
I was going to talk about that.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I'll talk about that.
So, all right.
It says on the box here. Like,
I'm going live in 3, 2, and... Live from the 6th subfloor basement of the Guys Games and Beer Tower. It's the podcast with the mostest. It's the mostest.
That's pretty great.
Of something. Beer. Guys Games and Beer! Yeah! I whispered for about 15, 20 seconds uncomfortably. intro, but
oh, come on.
I've been hungover for like 72 hours.
Right?
Saturday was a little bit on the rough side, not going to lie. That was a...
Edward.
That was quite the
party. Edward Party Hands. I
just did Sunday.
What's that?
I just did Sunday. After we're going
to
do breakfast.
Just start the night. You don't end the night with that because that's way worse.
Yeah, no.
Just get it out of the way.
And true to form, so Travis wanted to throw an old school party on Saturday, so he went back to some of the roots, and Edward 40 Hands was a game that they played, and that was definitely part of the roots.
Younger and dumber. And
yeah, yes, but to stay with the theme of staying true to the old roots, somebody puked almost immediately at the party, so right on track with with nostalgia.
Got her
done. Kicking it old school.
Getting it done.
The foam pit was really nice this time.
Not in the foam pit, though. That
Thank
was the,
fucking God, not good. In the foam pit.
That would have ruined everything.
Oh, because then everybody's got to go hunting for it.
Yep.
Where is it?
I found it!
Fumbling up on me!
But that was quite the bash. Holy crap, that was quite the bash. So, we should probably get to what we're here for, because there's something that
you mean
I want.
Not talking about beer?
Well, talking about beer, but a particular beer.
Oh, okay. What's that called?
I don't know what's
call
it called.
What do we call that show?
What do we call that show?
It's called, I don't know, something with some beer. I don't know. It's called... Hey, this is the wrong one.
What's the problem? What's the problem, Rob?
We have the wrong logo. How'd that happen? No, something horrible happened.
Everything is on fire.
Andrew Will Robinson.
Parents died in a sea park.
Ba-da-bop. Ba-da-bop-bop.
Beer court throwback. There's almost a beer court throwback. We made it though. We had the old logo came up. And
I might get a glass for this because I'll tell you, right now this is not rocking my world.
Oh, I don't know.
No,
are we up front on camera?
Hey Tom.
Hey Rob.
Oh, do you want the right one?
There.
Do you want the right one?
I got you. So for this week.
Wait. There we go. Yeah. Oh, wait.
I gotta get a glass, cause
McGuire's Irish Red. So where did this come from? Because this looks like it is very much from Pensacola, Florida. Like, was somebody on a trip that I didn't know
about?
I was
down there.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
Right back. There's still one more beer that's got to be drunk at some point.
Cool. So
oh no!
This is a brewery that brews their own beer. It's a silver medal in the Great American Beer Festival. It's got a lot going on this package here.
Yeah, that is a busy package, man.
Yeah, and both Ryan and I noticed it was brewed by the celebrated McGuire's Irish Pub under the $1 million ceiling, and it is literally a ceiling that they just hang money from, and there's over $1 million.
Like, yeah, like they're all signed. Different people.
Yeah.
It's like as people visited, they would, you know.
Tape their money up to the ceiling.
And we mentioned it because there's a movie coming out
still
about the robbery of
the
$1 million
ceiling.
Yeah, so
it's another one of those heist flicks, you know. You see Ocean 7, Ocean 11, now watch McGuire.
Yeah, that's going to be our big heist.
Yes.
It's going to
drunkenly go give us
money.
Then falling over. We managed to make out with $3.
But all those signed bills are really hard to pass.
We're going to try and trade those in for some 50s, and they're going to be...
Did not change. All right,
really?
I got to try this.
Oh, where's that face?
So it is an Irish red.
It's a red. How could it go wrong?
It's not bad.
No, that's okay. That's okay. The smell off the bottle just kind of threw me.
Wait. Oh, yeah, I get your problem.
I didn't like the...
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's...
I just got my nose
smittics.
All over it, but whatever.
Yeah. Mix. Yeah. Holy shit, it really is another. Now that you've said that, geez, I could have ordered a Smittix.
But that being said, I love
Do you Smittix. Like Smittix?
I do like Smittix, actually.
They primarily go. Like, you know, I think this is the only beer they bottle. Most of it you buy at the restaurant, drink at the restaurant, or buy a bomb.
They don't sell Smittix there? Is that what you're saying?
Growler.
Let's see. Let's take a delightful cartoon on this.
And do a blind taste test with this and Smittix.
I think we should do that.
What the gentleman on the floor is having.
I just had to believe. I had to believe that we were in the right place, the right time, and then everything would fall into place.
That seems like a
pretty far stretch. What I'm in.
What did he have? I'll have that.
Hey, Vidya Gamer.
Yo, Vidya. Like your punk. Oh, we got George around too.
Hey, George. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey. So.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's
pretty tasty.
It is tasty. I mean, much I say it though, it isn't really just a. But I know it's a good classic.
It is,
Irish
it is what it is.
It's a classic
it is,
Irish red.
Right. It's kind of like, what did you want? Off notes?
No, I don't want off notes. I want an Irish red to taste like an Irish red, and it does. And again,
would that be Discordian?
Yeah, Discordian.
Did you say anything about apricots or?
No, yeah. I mean, do
no,
you
but fruits on the
there?
Label, thank you.
Maybe some allspice.
Yeah, no, and no.
The fresh taste of roadkill.
What is from the cell?
But that being said, as
I was going,
quickly polish this off. It's a really drinkable red.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. No, I am good with this.
Yeah. We should probably vote, I guess. Or do we have more comments?
Do you have any more comments?
I mean, there's not a whole lot to it.
No,
it is what it is.
If you like a good classic Irish red,
is there any notes you got off of this?
No,
it's a far away from a Killian's. I mean, it's a lot different than a...
And you know,
no. I would agree with that.
It's more like a Smittix than a Killian's. A Killian's is a lighter Irish red, right? This is a little heavier, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I like that. So.
Wow, there you go, guys. That's a unanimous thumbs up on this.
You know, this is the weirdest thumbs up I've ever given. I'm just like, it's just so dang drinkable that I can't not.
Yeah. No, I mean it's
not interesting at all.
That packaging is interesting.
Holy crap, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah. There he is.
Hey. Crap, where's the chair? Pull it up. It's your punishment for being late.
Yeah,
it'll work for your chair.
That's horrible. Right, exactly it.
The road is horrible.
Yeah.
The road is a problem.
Actually, saying is how some people really don't understand that gravel road, oh no.
And this guy go 3 miles an hour.
Hey.
Yeah.
Look.
My floor. Have some beer.
Yeah.
Ooh. And a dragon head.
Well, let's say we're with this last week when you saw the rest of it.
Yeah.
Have a dragon head.
Watch him put the rest of it together.
When you're done with it, you got to bring it in now and show it because otherwise we'll be sad. Look at that.
Yeah. Also, I just got ivory colored paint to do the
spikes?
Spikes.
Oh, nice call. Yeah. That will look cool.
Are the space green? Back.
Huh?
Will you leave the base green or you get painted?
Yeah, I'm going to most likely leave the base green. If I find a right green, I'm going to paint green. Otherwise, I'm just going to paint some blue on.
Just do some shading.
Some highlights.
We got some spray paint in the shed.
Maybe some scars, you know.
All right, Judge Rob, why don't we go ahead and pass verdict on this beer?
Oh, yeah. All right, McGuire's Irish Red. I find you guilty of being Colonel Sanders.
So if you are in Pensacola, Florida, stop by McGuire's Punk Brew Pub. That's where this actually comes out of. They brew other tasty beers as well. But this was a good, straight, solid Irish Red. I mean, if you like Smittix, you're going to love this. It really is the same. And I do. I'm a Smittix drinker.
The nice thing is, like, maybe they don't even they wouldn't have a Smittix if you go to this place. But you're like, oh, if I get their Irish Red, I'm
drinking a Smittix.
Because sometimes you're just out there, you know, and you know, I don't know.
No, you don't know what they have, right.
I don't know what to get now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, at least you won't be disappointed if you get this. I mean,
for sure.
Like,
hey, darling.
For sure. I would grab the... Ooh,
well, there went my next comment.
Now it's like, yeah. now you gotta, like, go, would I grab this over Smittix?
Well, that's a good question.
If you're down there, it's like,
No, I'm thinking of party coolers. We often talk about party coolers.
Right. If it was in a cooler, so and there was a Smittix and a Meguiar's.
This is not something you see every day. So it'd be like, oh, hey, I see this.
Yeah, probably
would grab.
Again, just for that, just for that point, overly busy label.
One's closest to my hand.
There's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on the label as well. The whole thing is like that. So, but again, just
it
a good solid.
To one font, it looks like, which is kind of a plus.
All right. So
what was that beer that had like five fonts on the cup?
I can't remember.
Oh, the horrible fonts.
Yeah.
You couldn't read.
A lot of people don't know this, but Rob was president of the font club in high school.
I believe you're using more than two fonts on this cover.
All right, I've got to finish passing verdict on this thing as we interrupted you.
It's done. Now we're just...
I didn't hear a sentence.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I said
very similar.
Oh, he's just sitting there waiting for his...
Oh, that's right. Guilty of... I was waiting for that part.
I sent you to...
Drinking!
Thank you. We're not
sorry.
It's not done until you said until you pass sentence.
I'm so sorry.
That's fair enough.
But you're right.
This is a court of law. There are rules.
Order of the court.
I am fast and loose, but there are rules.
Very fast, very loose.
Now to come up with the plan to get that $1 million off the ceiling.
Exactly. We pop it on the back of a flatbed and we flatbed the whole building away.
All right. If we ever
see one of those going by, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
If we ever all end up in court, we have to. It has to happen.
Oh, God, yes.
And what we would use that $1 million for is to reopen Action Park.
Oh, God,
yes, Action Park.
Dude, like you said, they wrote themselves.
Tyler, you really were you not
did
in
you,
chat?
Did you see, I mean, the pitfall, I mean,
this is what you Mario not Kart. This G2B chat. We've decided to reopen a very dangerous
That only had like 8 deaths in 8 years. That's not too bad.
I thought it was 6.
8. No, it was
8.
Eight.
Oh, was like 5 or more in 1 year, weren't they? They were like in months.
I mean, some years you didn't have deaths.
There were a lot of injuries, though. Well, they said,
yeah, 10 times a day! Yeah, they would show up 10 times a day to this amusement park.
Where was this?
It was in New Jersey someplace.
Oh, man.
Figures.
Oh, yeah. Dude, if, you know, and you looked at these rides and you went, who the fuck thought that was a good idea?
Oh, it was a good idea.
It was opened, reopened again. It closed like in the 2000s.
Yeah, that's old. It was in the 80s originally.
Yeah, started in the 80s, made it to like 96, closed the first time in 96, and then reopened two more times and failed both times.
Right, the first time though, it reopened sane.
Right.
And they were trying to make it.
And that was a failure.
The second time he said, hell no, we're making it as bad as it was before.
See, well, I love the idea. Not only was it an amusement park that had a bitch load of dangerous rides, they served alcohol. And they sold to minors. And they sold to minors.
The alcohol was right next to the
And they had really fast carts. They had really fast carts right next to the beer.
What was it called again? It was called, one more time.
It was Action Park.
So, guys, if you get a chance, look up videos from Action Park. They are hilarious because you watch
the
shit.
Oh, the loop-de-loop, dude. They made a water slide that did a loop-de-loop.
Right.
It was a death trap.
They test dummies came out headless.
They couldn't get any employees.
And then they offered employees $100 to go. Maybe it's the problem with the dummies. Give you $100.
Your hoods are not that tight.
No, I watched that whole video and it's like, whoa.
I can't stop watching it.
The employees decided on one of the golf carts so they could override the governor by sticking a tennis ball in the motor.
Yeah.
So it would keep it open.
Yeah.
So then you could just go as fast as you want.
And then they
proceeded 50 miles an hour.
And took them out on the highway.
Like, what the heck? I gotta look this up.
No, look this up. It's in the YouTube chat. They literally took these things out on the highway.
Share the link for him.
No, this is...
Oh, you know what? Yeah, you know what?
I'll put it on GTD. I'll put it on GTD support.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
It was in our regular chat, but I'll put it on support.
It had another nickname, Class Action Park. Yes.
Which they won most of.
Yeah, but just to say.
The wave pool was so powerful, it drowned a girl. Not like a little kid, a teenage girl. Actually,
well, they didn't really like. You didn't get a sense that they were like overly watching a lot of yours. Like you go to Six Flags, and to their credit, they were doing a lot of revolutionary things. And like if you go to like Six Flags,
by revolutionary he means not safe.
I go to theme parks all the time. Okay?
It's woman slaughter too. It's equal opportunity.
Yeah, it actually was about 50-50 deaths. but they before someone goes down the slide. They'll like wire down, like they'll have a walkie-talkie, like modern ones, and they'll be like, "Are we clear?
Right.
Yep. Go. Are we clear? Yep. Go." And this was just go,
go,
go, go,
go.
Yeah. 17 people.
No, you watch these videos, and they're outside. Now mind you, it's all shit with
the rats bumping into each other, like at.
Oh yeah.
They were branched, and they get stuck on a branch, and people would reach their arms out to push them out of the way, and another one would bump into it. It was awesome. Oh, and they had miniature speedboats, not bumper boats.
No, no, they were speedboats, dude.
Mini speedboats, and people would bump them into each other.
Use them like bumper boats.
They probably didn't allow this, but those same style boats were available right around that time in Disney World.
Yeah.
In the lagoon there, you could rent those little
boats.
Like that.
But the problem is, you had alcohol, miniature speedboats, and a bunch of teeth. Oh, this is like bumper boats.
They used to not. Now they got rid of the boats and they bring the alcohol.
Yeah.
Safety first.
I really wish this park was open. I know it's terrible to say. It's terrible. But no.
You control the action.
Yeah, he certainly did.
A little piece of the 70s made it into the 80s and 90s and 2000s. That's incredible.
How did this even come up?
It was...
I was randomly looking at abandoned stuff because I like those abandoned videos.
I love abandoned
World's Most Dangerous Amusement Park. Oh, Larry would love this. Yeah. So I watched the whole thing for Larry's sake.
I feel like Brusher probably has something tucked away. That's more dangerous.
We all watched the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Just crazy. God, that was...
That is not water that you're in. It's vodka.
Remember the one guy fell out of his canoe and he got electrocuted?
Yeah. Think about that. He fell in the water.
So I would never, ever let my kid go there, but I would go there.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, heartbeat. I want one of those go-karts out on the highway.
You have life insurance, whatever.
Exactly. You'll be fine. Oh, man. They did some of the first drop rides, too, didn't they?
They did some really scary
stuff. That is the funny thing. They said, so they had a standard... Tower drop. You know,
and it was one of the safest rides.
It was relatively the safest ride in the entire park.
Wait, how can you have the drop ride be the safest?
Well, you gotta try.
It was probably built by someone else.
Yeah.
If you looked at the water slides, one of the craziest things was it looks like there's at least an 8 to 10 foot drop off of any of those water slides.
They were originally built with two into the water,
and then they just stuck a third one right down the center later on, so they could get more people off.
Wow, the shit they did was just it was.
Well, they had a so they basically created a bobsled run.
Oh yeah,
with a little bobsled.
It originally been a ski park,
but it had like
ski,
no
and they
walls.
Wanted something to do during the summer.
Huh? It's got like no walls.
Yeah, you had
and
a little handbrake thing that you tried to
slow,
slow
down.
Down.
Oh, slow yeah. down, slow down. And there was other tracks next to you, so you could just jump the
so
track.
So like, you slow down and wobble.
Exactly.
Yeah, they were
exactly.
Low and rounded. What the heck was up with that?
Everything. I mean, you look at the stuff at this place. It's horrifying. It really is scary.
Yeah.
And basically, it was. They didn't hire real ride engineers to design the rides. They just kind of
like
they just
men,
had people going.
They hired
dude,
us.
Dude. Yeah. Dude. He, what if?
Yeah, exactly. What if?
Well, I'm pretty sure.
I so think you're missing by
part
a bunch
of
drunk cars. It's got it. Hold
yes.
my beer.
Yeah.
What if? So it's permanent.
That one
location, like
pretty much. Yeah.
That they can get instead of like where they have, they can run away.
Right, where they can just move to the next town.
A lot of people just went to the state fair, and they have the giant slide there. This place had the super ginormous, crazy slide. And again, and most of those slides are designed this way. There's no walls between them.
Right.
But they had, like,
yeah,
turns
would,
in them.
No, what they did is they...
So they would have, like, jumps
in
them.
Jumps
in
them.
Oh, the other one.
They
had, like,
people.
A huge jump, too.
Yeah.
It was insane.
They had one
people
track.
Get fractures from it. Yes. That's
no,
true.
We again, we will link the video. You just watch the video. It is unfreaking believable.
I think
so
the
I
problem.
I think if you see someone who's wearing a "I Survived Action Park,"
they weren't kidding.
And it's funny because that's
legit,
they know they actually
there.
Do say that's the nostalgia that all the people have about it. They actually
well,
lived,
you get
into they lived through it.
Yes, sure. Because people actually died.
Yeah.
No, that one slide we were talking about, the one with the eight. I'm pretty sure that was a popular design for just regular slides at the time.
Yeah.
You just do it, and they said, "Well, let's just pour water down it and see how that works."
That way, you can go a whole lot faster.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a heart attack from the transition to super freezing cold water,
the water was so cold,
you might have enjoyed it.
Shock. The lifeguards literally would have to jump in regularly to pull people out who went into shock.
Because they couldn't
if
the
they were
water
there.
Was so fucking cold.
If they were there,
no, what, that, now this is that was one ride where they actually had that they said they had 26 lifeguards at.
Yeah. No, think about that. Why the fuck would you need 26 lifeguards for anything? And the water was so cold, people would go into shock. Even experienced swimmers would go into shock and not be able to swim when they hit that.
So
it
was
you're
like
80
like,
degrees.
Oh, by
to
the way,
30.
We're really cold.
So. So what a sane business
oh, no,
would say,
about it.
Let's put
just
a heater
don't.
In this
your
thing,
turn,
or let's just not have this.
Right.
Instead, he said, put more lifeguards
one.
On duty. Take the ones from
okay.
every other dangerous ride we
so,
have.
So, this sounds really bad for us, where sun cold water, is that going to...
Oh, yeah. I'm
no, this is
going to
sober you up. That's the idea.
Yeah.
The idea is this cold water would sober you up because you were probably lit by the time you hit this ride.
So we thought we should reopen this thing.
Yes.
And
we came up with a good name
for it. And we renamed many of the rides so that way you won't remember
right.
the fact that it would kill
right.
people. The, you know, to like the carts would be, you know, Mario Kart.
Right.
And the, oh, they had
tanks.
Tanks.
Oh, God.
Like actual tanks that shot
that.
Tennis balls and you would shoot
oh, yeah.
like other tanks.
Oh, yeah.
And that would disable their guns.
But
right?
that being said, the,
I that I,
the poor people
I,
who had to work on it, evidently all
no,
the drunk and angry
day.
Kids who were sitting in these tanks would shoot on the shoot at the people who went out to work on
yeah. So we call that armor attack.
Of course.
And I thought oh, yeah. the Tarzan one, which was the one where you swing out into the super really cold water, that I would call that pitfall.
Right.
So. And guess what? If all these video game companies want to sue us, wait in line, buddy. Take a turn.
We kill these people.
I'm a,
nothing on them.
My lawyer would have a take a ticket. In fact, we just have a lawyer right on premises.
Sign this, please.
Yeah,
it's
a
lie.
I like you to sign this waiver and it's like 8 miles long.
15 pages of legal documents. Think of the money you can. You know how you see the videos of rides that you can buy after rides and then no one ever buys? Think of the money you make off this part.
Oh, no. Look, is that really still there?
We gotta buy that.
the best thing is we could, like, for like the carnival part of things where you've got the prize giveaways, we could get all the broken prizes from all the other places and just buy those cut rate because they're like the Blaze. It's like, you know, a teddy with a ripped off arm. That's how you come out. It's great.
That's a G2B Park special right there. Again, broken arm. He's got a broken arm.
Yes, just slap a G2B logo on it. It's good to go.
More wonderful ideas from the G2B advertising department.
Yeah. That's why they're fired every week.
Right. Fired.
But nobody else wants fired. To work for us, so.
Yeah.
All right. After the urinal cake with our faces on it.
Hey, that was not a bad idea. Though. I kind of like that
yeah,
one. That's
a good idea.
Why'd they run out of mine so fast?
What? Alcoholic foam pit?
Tom has them all stored up in his house. Hoorah!
That being said,
just like old times.
So, speaking of foam parts and foam pits and parties. Man, alcohol cotton candy is the bomb.
Yes,
we're getting better at it too. So something we've been developing at the G2B Labs is.
And by developing, it's like we take a thing we normally do and then add alcohol. That's our research and development. Like, oh, cotton candy? What about with alcohol? Like, that's every time.
Well, it's kind of like the idea of, you know, take an existing idea and stick a clock in it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Exactly. Just put a clock on it. We'll refill it.
Well, we put alcohol in it.
Exactly. So we've been doing cotton candy at parties for a few years. We had an industrial cotton candy machine. We got a new one. And so I'd seen it, oddly enough, online, somebody making vodka cotton candy. And it sounded like a good idea. Of course it did. It had vodka in it. So we tried that at a party like a week ago or 2 weeks ago almost now. And, man, it went over like gangbusters. Yes, you can't taste the vodka in it because it's vodka, and cotton candy tastes like cotton candy. But last week we tried an old-fashioned.
I like that.
That really worked out well, man. It tasted like an old-fashioned, a little sweeter. If you like your old-fashioned sweet, this was the way to go.
It's cotton candy,
and it was and it was brandy-based. So, yeah.
I wanted mine to be a sour.
Hey, I'm working on it, man. I'm working on
sour
it.
Sour cotton candy.
But, you can do it. You can do it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
it's probably like sour sugar.
You buy sour sugars, yeah. The same stuff they use for all that. But, the brand new old-fashioned cotton candy really turned out fucking awesome. And thank you again to Jonah for taking over, because, man, he was cranking them out.
Yeah, he was eating a lot of them.
Well, that's a whole other issue. But, everything's better with booze.
Or someone to hand it to, you just ate it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you didn't want that? All right. Okay, so we've got stuff coming up.
Man with Power next, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yep, that's coming up quick. We'll be there, guys. Don't forget to join us there. And after that comes our big one.
Well, with Man with Power, let's, you know, a little bit of reminder, if you're in the Milwaukee or the Medicine area.
You're in Milwaukee. It's only an hour from Milwaukee.
Yeah, you're in Milwaukee.
The secret
it's
word
like
was Madison.
But it is in Madison,
yes.
And there's like seven great bands that are playing, and there's going to be all kinds of video games. So there's what we bring out, so you can come out and talk to us and hang out with us
and drink with us.
And there's also going to be pinball machines. Those are confirmed, and there's also going to be some stand-ups. So I mean, so it is kind of, you know, a wheelhouse for video game people.
Oh, hell yes.
It really is.
Last
year
was
like,
freaking amazing.
And it's like, what, $20 or something close to that, you know?
It is $20.
Are there still tickets available?
Yeah. Okay. It was last time I checked.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, and the venue is attached to a place that has food, so you can just
get
food.
And booze.
Right
there's some good food there, actually.
The food was really good. It's the Red Zone in Madison, Wisconsin. It's a sports bar, but they've got an unfucking believably good venue.
Yeah.
Holy
crap.
So and then the
but
back.
But it's a metal bar for that? No.
Yeah, it sure the fuck is.
The back is where the concert part is. The front is like where the sports bar is. And that's where they also serve all the food and stuff. So it's kind of one of these deals where you can get a break if you want and kind of get something to eat and then go back and stuff.
What was the name of that fucking donut shop?
Oh, I don't remember. There's an
amazing donut shop like across the street from this place.
Yeah,
we went out like. Remember, don't Rob doesn't remember. Rob
they're
really
open
drunk.
all night.
I went across the street and grabbed like a big fucking bag of donuts.
I was
and bought a bag of donuts back. Rob does not remember.
Yeah, yeah. So it's basically across the street from the place, and it's, you know, it's one of those Madison staples.
Yeah, and they're open all night.
It's where the college kids go.
So after you're done drinking all night and listening to amazing metal bands, you can go get some amazing freaking donuts.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, you know, even if you think it's maybe not your real thing, but, I mean, there's
It's your thing. It's your thing. Trust me on this one. It's your thing.
There's a lot of nice people there, and there's gaming. You know, if you don't like metal that much, oh, well, there's gaming.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of gaming.
You can game all freaking night.
And
more
importantly,
drink.
Yeah, and drink.
And there are amazing people.
I
know them all.
Now,
the Sully fans.
This is a 21-plus show.
They're super great. What?
It's a 21-plus show, right?
I believe it
is.
Yeah,
I think this is a 21-plus show. So that's the only thing. You do have to be 21 or older to do the show.
Double check
that. I'm pretty sure it's a 21-plus show because it is in a bar, and it there's a lot of drinking going on there.
Mostly us.
Yeah, well, we probably drink more than the rest.
It says once we leave, it's underage.
Yeah, that's right. But while these suckers are here. So, yeah, so we'll double check that and we'll confirm that for you. But, again, a great show. There's just for the gaming alone, it's worth the $20. You get to go in all night, play games all damn night for $20. You can't go wrong for that price. I mean, and it starts early and runs really, really late. So.
And we will have rarities there.
Oh, yeah. And we're
Rise Games of Beer will be displaying there. We will have
will have stuff you have never seen before, I guarantee it.
Well, I won't guarantee it, but I will say that
plus
there's 18. Rare stuff.
Oh, no, okay, so plus 18. All right, good.
Oh, you found that. 25 for the 18 to 21.
All right.
Okay, so a couple bucks more. But.
Yeah, it's a couple bucks more because you won't be spending money on booze.
Nah.
Good.
Okay. So definitely a show to go. But besides that, we got something else coming up pretty quick here. When I say pretty quick, a couple of months off, but a couple of months is going
to
fly by.
We like to be in Madison.
Yeah, we do like to be in Madison. And we'll be in Madison again for
Game Hole.
Yeah.
We're official.
We're official.
Hangers on.
No, we're not. So this is the 6th year of Game Hole. We've been going for 5 years.
they finally put us in the book.
Yeah. Well, only because
in years past. I mean, last year was the first thing we ran
an event,
and we ran it sort of just as a side show.
It was really just, that was really just a funny offhanded comment. I wasn't being serious. we love these guys. They're like.
They're
awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was rolling with it.
Okay. You're rolling with the puck? Because I would have expected you to say, yeah, they're terrible to us. They kicked us out twice. But they didn't.
I guarantee you they thought about it. In the first few years, we covered it more. You know,
right,
We bring in interviews and we did some, you know, running around and interviewing, you know, players.
If anything, we actually kind of tied up their developers, like making them play stuff with us. And,
yeah. So, but... last year, we decided to split our efforts, and we had the Steel Battalion thing, because it's one of our side passions, and so, since we can, thanks to Travis, we run 10 rigs simultaneously networked, and we ran that, sort of just as a side thing, right? Which we got lots of help from
Thank you, Brian
of Lords of the Trident, which is...
Who actually does...
Which ties in nice with Mammoth Power.
So, who actually does more work for Guys, Games, and Beer than we do.
That's true.
Man.
And so, but this year, we had a lot of comments last year of, because this is a serious gaming convention, right?
Yeah, oh my God.
These guys, there's
full schedules for all the games and everything.
Yeah, so a lot of people walked in and went, oh man, this is so cool, but I'm like booked till next year. And so this year we're officially in the book, and that you can actually sign up for the Guys, Games, and Beer Steel Battalions events. And we're starting on Thursday, yes?
Yeah,
yes.
We are.
So we're starting on Thursday.
Yeah, we start first thing Thursday morning. We are all weekend long.
If there is room, we'll sneak in.
Don't count on that.
Yeah, but if there is room, we'll sneak in.
I heard tell Sunday was...
Our Sunday 2 p.m. session is already sold out on Steel Battalion.
Well, I really didn't expect that.
We're doing like
maybe
some 15
sessions.
Our Saturday 5 p.m. there's only 5 tickets left on. So, yeah, we're doing 14 sessions. So, there are spots available. Definitely, if you're interested in trying it out, get online, book your tickets for it.
One of the reasons we were excited about, like, doing that this year, with being actually in the book and that, is that we could actually do campaigns.
Travis has got some plans on that, too.
Yeah, so that's going to be something that's kind of exciting.
Last year, training video, so it's less work.
last year, everything was pretty much drop in, drop out.
Yeah.
But, you know, deathmatch.
Yeah.
But this year, we want to do some campaigns and some missions and things. So,
right.
So that's going to be exciting. So sign up for those.
Yeah, definitely.
So
definitely
that we can make plans. It's harder to make plans. Tickets.
Yes, remember your dog tags, yes.
Yes.
There may be prizes involved. I'm not going to rule out prizes for that. In fact, I'm thinking one of those things that we're making, those surprise things we're making, would make a nice prize to give away at the end of the weekend for the high score best player.
We're not stopped from getting prizes in Madison, are we?
No, we're not. That is the beauty of Madison. And trust me, I've been working on some really new, I have got the prizes this year are gonna fucking blow you away. We'll probably do
another box of awesome.
Oh yes, please do a box of awesome.
We'll do a box of awesome.
Yeah, we didn't do one last year. We did one the year before. Last year we just did
a prize. Yeah, we
did prize. We had a whole bunch of stuff.
We'll do a box of awesome.
So the year before we did a prize of awesome.
It was just literally your prize giveaway.
Literally, yeah. We gave a whole we had raffle, but we gave a whole bunch of prizes. The year before, we literally filled the entire lobby with people waiting for that auction to be drawn for that box of awesome, if you remember. I mean, yeah. It was packed. Go back and watch the video. Literally, we packed the lobby with people waiting to hear the raffle drawing.
It was
so it should be a really, really fun event this year, being part of it and all that.
Yeah. And we will be broadcasting live that weekend. We will be recording some sessions, all sorts of videos. The one thing about Game Hole, lots of great game developers, and we love getting them on the show.
It's not like because we're doing this, we're going to stop interviews and see what people are doing. Maybe there was a game developer that's been on the show before, and they got a new game coming out or something like that. Maybe they'd like to give us a tap and see if they want to be on.
Give us an update on how they're doing.
How they're doing.
Yeah. There's a few I'd like to get back on, because I know I've been kind of following them online and just like to give them a little, the games had just come out at Game Hole last year, and it's interesting to see how they've developed over the year. So, and we did that with Marrying Mr. Darcy.
Yep.
It was great to have her back on the show to see how she had gone over a year.
Pillars.
We did it with Three Pillars, see how they had gone after a year. It's great to see how these indie games are after a year. You know, what new developments have they had? You know, how's the indie market going for them? Overall, I think we picked some real winners because, damn, they all seem to be doing really well. So if you want to see some cool games, definitely watch to see some cool new games. What was the other one that we did?
Legends of Jyraxxia.
Yeah, which...
Ooh, that one was fun.
That's a great game. I'm trying to think of the mother and son team who developed a game.
Yes.
That would be...
Bad Decisions?
Bad Decisions.
Oh,
as
that
well
one. Tale of Kitsune and Foxes.
Right. So and we had them on the show a year ago, and then we had them on the show last year. It's great to get these people back after a year and just see it. So we did a little online
play.
Plus
new ones
last year.
Oh god, new developer too.
Yeah. We do love that too. Our
old ones.
I'm just in a close.
Yeah. Our new developer last year was HeroQuest.
Wait, the developer of HeroQuest?
Yeah, last year. Was the year before?
No. Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, I was thinking.
No, it was the year before, actually.
The Milton Bradley.
HeroQuest. Yeah. He made you a card, Larry.
I know. I'm so
excited. How could you forget that?
I know. I'm so.
Larry the Steadfast.
Yeah, Larry the Steadfast is a card, and Tom's a card, too.
Yep. Tom, Caster of Pods.
Yes, Caster.
I like that one.
So he designed cards for the game with us.
What was that? I'm a dwarf. You're a mage?
I'm an elf. I'm an elf mage, yeah.
Yes.
Caster Pod.
Well, spiritually, you are a dwarf.
Yes.
I think we can all agree.
All right, so definitely check us out. It's gamehole.com. It's in Madison, Wisconsin. You really need to check out this stuff.
Is it though?
What is it though?
It is gamehole.com.
Gamehole.com.
No, Game Hole. Oh, it is Game Hole. Wait, no, it's
Game
Hole. Do you like the way the whole
stop
thing went, Colin?
GameHoleCon.com.
Yeah.
GameHoleCon.com.
GameHole.com will not take you.
Maybe
Maybe no, should have had
that. That
maybe
one.
Should have had him in the show notes. Maybe should have had him in the show notes.
Oh, wait, show notes?
Yeah. Maybe
should have him in
the show notes. For research purposes.
Like we talked about, if you're into serious gaming, this is a gaming con. Holy crap, it's a gaming con.
And you'll Google it.
It's becoming better than Gen Con because Gen Con is turning into a Comic Con.
Yes, turning into.
Yes, it is a Comic Con.
Yeah, I was going to say, turning? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you might see a few people dressed up, you know, for cosplay and stuff here.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
So, here's the thing.
Well, I mean, they have a whole...
You know how you can tell the difference between this? The vendor area in this is one small ballroom, and I do mean one small ballroom. Sure.
It's a reasonable size.
But compared to the gaming areas,
yeah,
I got the screen there.
Are gigantic.
Yeah, the gaming areas.
This is all about gaming.
Oh yeah, that's it. Well, yeah, it isn't that their vendor area is small.
No,
the gaming area
it's
is
so
huge.
Locked down huge. Yeah.
Well,
it is.
It's also what everyone's doing. You know, you go in the game, and a lot of times the vendor area is just like, okay, I need to run and get that.
You know? Yeah, I'll run over there and buy something.
And then they go back to gaming. You know, it's not like they're really exploring it in the same way that you might in, like, a
right.
big
you
know,
play Factorio.
Area, you know, so.
It's Factorio.
I don't know.
Hi, Jason, by the way.
Hey,
we,
Jason.
We had a suggestion that maybe we should check out the Chicago Pinball Expo.
Oh.
In Chicago.
I would be down for that.
Yeah, apparently it's in October, so...
I would also be down for that.
Yeah, October might be a good month.
Yeah. All right, Rob, I would say that's probably it for tonight. Why don't we take it out of here?
If you haven't checked them out, check our friends out at Lionheart up here in the corner. By the way, much like our website, except on our... I should move that over there, because on our website, it's on that side. Anyway, however, if you were to click right here on this Carbonport Brewing sign
on our website,
you would get over here to Lionheart Racing. You can check out some live racing. Also, by the way, if you are in the Racine or Milwaukee area, check out our friends, Not Your Parents' Basement. We'll get a link up for them soon,
yeah.
But you will see comments from them from time to time on our Facebook, and I will put
probably
a
hang on
link.
This weekend.
Yeah, Travis will be there this weekend.
And if you want to see Travis, he'll be there this weekend. I think they're trying to talk my kid into being out there because he's a pretty decent Fortnite player.
Yeah.
Also, what's this? Comments down below.
What you're doing here.
In the comments down below, there should be a link over to Not Your Parents' Basement and our good friends at Lionheart Racing. I want to thank you very much for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. While we did not have a topic today, I think we covered fun pretty well.
Yeah, we did. I will be giving away another game tomorrow, so look for an indie game on our Twitter feed tomorrow.
Guys, Games, Beer.
And I'll almost assuredly be continuing my Your Mama memes.
Oh my God, yes.
I don't know why I'm doing those. Anyway, thank you very much for watching. Let's wrap this up with the G2B theme song.
Goodbye.
Or anthem, if you will. I'm like probably about 3 seconds behind it.
Yeah, so it's going to sound really good.
Really creepy.
Later, all!
Bye, everybody!